Well, sir, it's about 9 o'clock in the morning as our scene opens now. And here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mrs. Victor Gook all by herself. Mrs. Gook is at the telephone chatting briskly with her close friend and confidant, Mrs. Frederick Stenbaugh. Listen.
I know, Ruthie, I know. And I guess I must be getting old because the whole thing completely slipped my mind. Oh, I can make it all right. No, I'll be there. Yes, sir, 10 o'clock on the dot. Ha-ha, the Hamilton's underwear. I suppose you were going to phone Miss Trogle anyway, huh? Ha-ha. Well, you girls waltz right ahead, and I'll meet you like we planned.
Hello, lady.
You bet, Ruthie. Oh, say, just a second. Yes?
In the living room, are they saving?
Yes, Uncle Fletcher, in the living room. Uncle Fletcher just come in the kitchen, Ruthie. I'll have to ease him right out again. Oh, golly, he's got oodles of trash to get out of the way. Oh, boy.
Lady, honey, I wish to apologize if I in any way, shape, or form interrupted
you. Well, it'll crowd me all right, Ruthie, but like I say, I'll be there.
Oh, excuse me. I never realized you were speaking over the telephone.
I'll be there, and I'll be there prompt at 10 o'clock. All right, Ruthie. You betty lady. Goodbye. Well, good morning.
Good morning, Sadie, honey.
Glorious day.
Yes, it is. Sadie, honey, I wish to apologize if I'm in any way, shape, or form interrupting you in your work.
Well, you are.
I felt that certain matters requires prompt action.
Because I got a bushel of chores to get out of the way and then rush around and make myself presentable to hurry downtown and meet Miss Stenbottom and Miss Trogle.
Yes, I know. Well, I'll explain to
well,
you the reason.
No, you don't know. On account of the 4th of July splitting up the week and all, I completely forgot I'd arranged with Miss Stenbottom and Miss Trogle to go to a sale at Yamilton's this morning. Completely forgot. Miss Stenbottom just called and reminded me. That was her on the phone just now. And I'm due downtown in an hour.
Yes, I know, fine. That's the way it works out sometimes. Sadie, honey, I felt it was my duty to stop past and put you privy to certain facts.
Uncle Fletcher, I don't believe you listened to one word I said.
No.
Well, listen, then.
I felt it was my duty to put you privy to certain facts in order that you might be prepared...
I haven't got time to be put privy to certain facts. It's after 9 o'clock now, and I'm supposed to be in Yamilton's department store prompt at 10. How about this afternoon? I expect to be here all afternoon.
Vic at the office, Harley?
What?
Vic.
What about him?
Is he at the office?
Well, naturally.
Well, I wouldn't know. Might have gone to Peoria or LaSalle or Mendota in a two
oh,
or Jacksonville.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, just listen to us raise our voices at each other. We don't do that.
It's entirely my fault, too.
Goodness, what kind of a person am I getting to be? People step inside my home and I snap at them.
Yeah?
Only thing I can say to stick up for myself is that I did get caught on pins and needles this morning. I started out the day by running around like a chicken with its head off, tackling jobs around the house here, and then was brought up short by Ruthie calling and tell me about this date I'd completely let slip my mind.
Yes, I know.
I'm sorry I spoke sharp, Uncle Fletcher.
Fine.
You asked me if Vic's at the office. Yes, he is.
Russell at school?
Oh, you keep forgetting it's summer vacation. Russell's off somewhere with the kids.
Likely to bust in any minute, is he?
I doubt it. I believe I remember him saying they were riding their bicycles to Miller Park.
Well, then we got some chance of being by ourselves while I put you privy to these certain facts.
Oh, Uncle Fletcher, I've got to scurry around and get this house looking halfway decent and then go upstairs and dress and then...
Sadie, honey, I would never have busted in if I didn't have something important to disclose.
Something important?
Yeah. I had a notion you might eventually pay 2 cents worth of attention to a poor halfwit.
Well, what is this something important?
Sadie, honey, you may or may not know what and where Madison, Wisconsin are...
Is this something important about what and where Madison, Wisconsin are?
No.
Has it got something to do with hyena grease or Pelter Unbleep fighting with his landlady or the peanut machine down at the interurban station?
Perhaps I had best be the party to explain it, lady, honey.
All right, go ahead.
The Mississippi River joins the Ohio River below Cairo, Illinois. Directly across from Cairo is the state of Kentucky, which may be reached either by ferry or by large bridges stretching
across... Uncle Fletcher, I'm not fooling. Now, I don't like to sound cross and blunt, but I've tried to make it clear to you I haven't got a single moment to spare. I promised my friend...
I assured you this was important.
Well, yes, you assure me trash is important, and then you ask me if I know what and where Madison, Wisconsin are, and... Start describing junk about the Mississippi River.
I don't want to break it to you all in one thunderbolt.
Oh, go ahead. Break it to me all in one thunderbolt.
The matter I felt it my duty to put you privy to concerns my landlady.
Oh?
My landlady, Miss Keller.
She's not sick.
What?
She feels all right?
She feels great. Eats three hearty meals a day and leaves it go at that.
Well, tell me
what... There are new developments in my landlady, Miss Keller, getting married.
Really?
I had an idea your ears would prick up at that.
Well, my ears prick up, and I'm interested as can be, but I still have to tear around the next 45 minutes.
I am on my way, Sadie, honey, to the Bright Kentucky Hotel with the object in view of inquiring after their rates.
No.
I am toying with the idea of taking up permanent lodgings at the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
No, you're not either.
Sadie, honey, what are you saying? You sound like my arithmetic teacher or my mother-in-law.
I'm not your arithmetic teacher or your mother-in-law or anything else, but we've talked over this Bright Kentucky Hotel nonsense before. You agreed you'd stay away from that place.
But if my landlady, Miss Keller, gets married and moves to Yellow Jump, North Dakota, I'll have to locate a new room. My landlady, Miss Keller, gets married and...
My landlady, Miss Keller, gets married and moves to Yellow Jump, North Dakota, you can locate a million rooms. We agreed long ago, Uncle Fletcher, you'd forget about ever living in that terrible, awful, Bright Kentucky.
Some of my dearest friends are like...
Why, Uncle Fletcher, my hair would turn gray overnight if you actually rented accommodations in that horrible, horrible place smack in the middle of the railroad yards, with switch engines by the millions sneaking around and fast passenger trains roaring along every couple minutes and Kansas City freight drags creeping up on a person and...
A man has to have a place to hang his hat. Man can't live out on a half-wit street. If his landlady, Miss Keller, gets married and moves to North Dakota, he wants to find accommodations which will suit his taste and his pocketbook.
What is this new development with Miss Keller?
Huh?
What is this new development? Is Miss Keller any closer to getting married than she was the first of the week?
Sadie, honey, very likely...
Are you sure you're not stopping past just to while away a few minutes watching me get excited?
I explained early in the week that my landlady, Miss Keller...
I bet it's just like I guessed. I bet on this one particular morning when I'm in a great big enormous flurry and champing on the bit to rush through and tear downtown and meet my ladies, you decide to create a little excitement by bringing up that old Bright Kentucky Hotel craziness.
There's been new developments with Miss Keller. There's been new developments with Miss Keller. A new development took place this morning.
All right. What is it?
She received another letter from Yellow Jump, North Dakota.
Uncle Fletcher, is that all?
Ain't it enough? It's the second letter that's arrived this week from that chap. No lame brain yahoo writing sweet letters to the girls is going to pop them in the mailbox twice a week if he's not serious, is he?
They might correspond 20 years and still not get married. What's a few silly little letters mean? Uncle Fletcher, I'm afraid I can't spare
heck there, Norman, Oklahoma, that don't even own the socks he wears on his feet, comes out with a bitter statement.
Uncle Fletcher, until something else happens besides just your landlady, Miss Keller, receiving a couple of letters... It's not fair for you to get me all upset by making mountains out of molehills.
What?
I think you know what I mean.
I am leaving now, Sadie.
So am I. I'm going upstairs.
I am going to the Bright Kentucky Hotel.
Uh-huh.
And inquire after accommodations.
Uh-huh.
Against the emergency of my landlady, Miss Keller, getting married, leaving me without a room.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I will tell you goodbye, Sadie, honey.
Goodbye.
Vic at the office, are they?
Yes, but he's busy, too. I don't think I'd bother him.
I'll tell you goodbye, Sadie, honey.
Goodbye.
I got something in my tooth.
Oh, it's too bad.
I'll whittle myself down a toothpick when I get outdoors.
Uh-huh.
Well, Sadie, honey, I'll tell you goodbye.
Goodbye, Uncle Fletcher.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.